Listening comprehension. For items 1 to 10, listen to a radio feature about the city of Bristol and decide whether the statements 1 to 10 are true or false according to the text you hear. You will hear the text twice. You have 20 seconds to study the statements. Now we begin.
Hello again. This is Teresa Shaw with Where Next, our weekly travel and leisure spot. This week I've been looking at the attractions of Bristol in the west of England. This ancient seaport has a lot to recommend it. First of all, I'd like to tell you about Ashton Court. Now, this is a lovely old house set in 350 hectares of parkland, only a couple of miles from the city center. All sorts of events go on there, or you can just relax in the grounds. There's a visitor center where you can learn about the history of the house and park, and if you like honey, you'll enjoy the exhibition about beekeeping over the last 100 years. For a different kind of history, you can make your way to the Maritime Museum and the Industrial Museum, both in the harbor area of Bristol. The latter houses, among other things, a special collection of all sorts of means of transport, from horse-drawn carriages to a helicopter. And just along the road is the SS Great Britain, the revolutionary ocean-going iron ship built in Bristol in 1843. This is a unique opportunity to find out about life at sea 150 years ago. Definitely not to be missed. But if all that sounds a bit mechanical for your tastes, there's always the zoo. As well as many fascinating animals, the zoo offers a variety of special events, from bird flying displays to treasure hunts to an exhibition by some of the world's top wildlife photographers. You can phone for a special events brochure from March onwards. For young children, there is a special salt play area, and for slightly older ones with extra energy to burn off, there is an adventure playground. There are plenty of places to picnic, or you can eat at the Pelican Restaurant. Wheelchair users are made welcome too, I'm happy to say. And remember, by supporting the zoo, you're also supporting its vital conservation work. Lastly, still with the theme of education made enjoyable, there's the Exploratory. This is the place for a really different day out. It's full of exhibits which offer the chance for hands-on experience of the world of science. Each exhibit is a simple experiment which you carry out yourself. Learn about how sound works, how we see colors, play with electricity, safely of course, and masses of other scientific topics. There are also special live shows and workshops, such as bubble magic and fire and flames. There is also a shop full of amazing books and toys. It's easy to reach.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
Hello again. This is Teresa Shaw with Where Next, our weekly travel and leisure spot. This week I've been looking at the attractions of Bristol in the west of England. This ancient seaport has a lot to recommend it. First of all, I'd like to tell you about Ashton Court. Now, this is a lovely old house set in 350 hectares of parkland, only a couple of miles from the city center. All sorts of events go on there, or you can just relax in the grounds. There's a visitor center where you can learn about the history of the house and park, and if you like honey, you'll enjoy the exhibition about beekeeping over the last 100 years. For a different kind of history, you can make your way to the Maritime Museum and the Industrial Museum, both in the harbor area of Bristol. The latter houses, among other things, a special collection of all sorts of means of transport, from horse-drawn carriages to a helicopter. And just along the road is the SS Great Britain, the revolutionary ocean-going iron ship built in Bristol in 1843. this is a unique opportunity to find out about life at sea 150 years ago. Definitely not to be missed. But if all that sounds a bit mechanical for your tastes, there's always the zoo. As well as many fascinating animals, the zoo offers a variety of special events, from bird flying displays to treasure hunts to an exhibition by some of the world's top wildlife photographers. You can phone for a special events brochure from March onwards. For young children, there is a special salt play area, and for slightly older ones with extra energy to burn off, there is an adventure playground. There are plenty of places to picnic, or you can eat at the Pelican restaurant. Wheelchair users are made welcome too, I'm happy to say. And remember, by supporting the zoo, you're also supporting its vital conservation work. Lastly, still with the theme of education made enjoyable, there's the Exploratory. This is the place for a really different day out. It's full of exhibits which offer the chance for hands-on experience of the world of science. Each exhibit is a simple experiment which you carry out yourself. Learn about how sound works, how we see colors, play with electricity, safely of course, and masses of other scientific topics. There are also special live shows and workshops, such as bubble magic and fire and flames. There is also a shop full of amazing books and toys. It's easy to reach.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. For items 11 to 15, listen to the dialogue. Choose the correct answer to answer questions 11 to 15. You will hear the text once. You now have 25 seconds to study the questions. Now we begin.
Now this, in my opinion, is going to be the big thing in the next 50 years or so.
What? More than IT?
Oh yeah. I mean, you can only make computers so fast and mobile so small. After that, it's just a waste of time. This is where the really exciting work is going to be done.
Well, they've already done it, haven't they?
What?
Mapped human genes?
Well, yes and no. Actually, they can't even agree on how many genes we have. Some people say 90,000, some people say only 35,000.
35,000? Doesn't sound like a lot. I thought there'd be millions.
Well, no, you see, only about 3% of our DNA is actually genes. The rest is just junk.
Really?
Yeah, and 70% of our DNA is the same as a worm's. And so, some scientists are saying it's going to take years just to separate out the important stuff. Of course, there's this guy, Bill Hasseltine. He runs some big biotech company who says we should stop trying to map every gene and get on with designing genetic medicines from the ones we already know about. They reckon he'll be genomics' first billionaire.
A sort of Bill Gates of biology.
Exactly.
You have 1 minute to complete your answer. This is the end of the listening comprehension part.